The shipmaster came to him and said,
"What are you doing? Get up, sluggard. Call on your God. Perhaps he will notice us and we will live."
Meanwhile, the crewmen said to each other,
"Come, we'll cast lots, and maybe learn who's brought this evil upon us,
and we will live." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him,
"Tell us, please, for whose cause is this evil come on us?
What sort of work do you do?
Where are you traveling from?
What is your country and your people?
Tell us, please, for whose sake has this evil come on us?"
So he said to them,
"I am a Hebrew, and I worship Jehovah, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land."
And Jonah them that he fled from the presence of the Lord. And the men were terrified and said to him,
"Why have you done this? What shall we do with you, that the sea may grow calm for us and we will live?"
"For the sea churn in the midst of the tempest." And Jonah said to them,
"Take me up and cast me out into the sea, and the sea shall go calm for you. For I know that this great tempest has come upon you for my sake."
Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring the ship to land, but they could not, for the sea churned and raged against them.
We implore you, don't let us perish for this man's life. Don't put innocent blood on us. We implore you, for you, Jehovah, have done what pleased you."
Took up Jonah and cast him into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord beyond compass, and offered a sacrifice to him, and made vows.